It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm speaking on behalf of a large number of faculty members and colleagues on this topic. And I have no relationships to disclose. Our recent changes in the pharmacy program standards call for pharmacy educators to prepare pharmacists to provide services to underserved populations. And this is an important goal, and I think all schools of pharmacy are really striving to accomplish this in many different ways. And it's important that we continue to emphasize that both the population level as well as the individual level is important. Most of us are accustomed to the individual level, but there's a major role for pharmacists in public health. And I know all of you here know that because that's why you're at the American Public Health Association conference. But it's not always widely recognized in the field. But it's also not always known that public health literacy is an expectation of graduating pharmacists. It represents 11% of the topic content of the NAPLEX exam. And that's an important thing to remember, and it gives a good guiding light for curriculum change. And it certainly helped us implement more efforts in that area at Northeastern University. And in addition to that, Northeastern is an urban campus. There are several factors that are important to that. 10% of our clinical rotations are in public health settings, community health centers, prisons, and so forth. So that's, I think, it speaks to our commitment to our health in the neighboring communities, and it's a really part of who we are as a university. And our university mission statement is really about, you know, translating knowledge to meet global and societal needs, and obviously disparities in public health are some underutilized areas, and pharmacists are very much underutilized resources as health professionals, and particularly for public health. Furthermore, we did an internal assessment of our curriculum, as we all do through our curricular reviews, and noticed that we're really not devoting enough to it. It gets a lecture here, a lecture there, but how can we really, you know, a course here, a course there, how can we really integrate it with some of the other parts of pharmacy? So what we decided to do was create a specific project to expand student pharmacists' knowledge of public health principles. They receive a lot of the background training in their courses on epidemiology and health policy, research methods, and so forth, but we really wanted to make sure they had a chance to translate that knowledge in a practical, applied way, because that's really what would help them and remember it and engage on the topic. So we wanted to think about what would be the most important thing to do, and one of them was to increase their confidence in doing public health outreach. Pharmacists get a lot of training, and they have communication, and some of that's individual patient, but really how to create outreach programs was something that we felt could be greatly expanded. So what we did is we took our students in their third professional year, and they were asked to work in pairs as part of a comprehensive disease management course. Now, what we do at Northeastern is we have these comprehensive disease management modules that run for during the third and fourth professional years of the curriculum. And this comprehensive disease management course integrates foundational concepts in pharmacy practice, medicinal chemistry, pharmacokinetics, pharmacology, and for really understanding the therapeutic regimens. So we're trying to integrate across the traditional silos and have the student have an integrated understanding of taking care of patients with diabetes, obesity, hyperlipidemia, and so forth, so that we really have that integration. So we want to build on that structure and use that format for this course. So what we wanted them to do was to be able to understand a specific Boston neighborhood vulnerable population and design an outreach program for that vulnerable population in Boston. For those of you familiar with Boston, you might recognize some of these neighborhoods. For those of you who are not familiar, you probably have those same neighborhoods or similar neighborhoods in each of your major cities. And you can see some of the diversity of the topics that we were going after here to try to get different disadvantaged populations, different vulnerable populations, and also try to get different types of situations the pharmacist might encounter in these different areas. The teams were expected to conduct a literature review and identify and interpret the public health data for their topic. We're very fortunate in Massachusetts. There are a lot of data that are collected at the local and regional level, and we wanted pharmacists to be able to access that information and learn how to use it in designing a public health outreach program. We also want to make sure they understand better some of the issues around health literacy and how to design a communication that's appropriate for the target audience in appropriate language and so forth. We also want to think about what's feasible, what is realistic for a pharmacist to do in these various settings, and what's involved in that. And finally, we all know that we all have to deal with expressing our ideas and defending them and selling them to get support, whether it be for funding or just informal support with time. And so we want to help them with their professional presentation skills related to those tasks and the role of the pharmacist in promoting public health. And of course, you know, you engage everyone much more if you can ask them to be creative and if you can get them to focus. We all want to solve everything all at once, and we all know that if we focus and target our activities, sometimes we can have a bigger impact. We also run the course. There's about 120 students in the course, and then they're divided up into seminar sections of between 10 and 15 for some of the one-on-one education. So you have this combination of large lectures and small seminars, and like a dozen faculty lead the seminars in addition to the primary lectures going on in the course. So we use the seminar format to really help the students get their hands dirty and work with some of the ideas in a practical way, if you will. And we also did a pre and post survey to understand what impact the project was having on their knowledge, on their attitudes, and to try to think about, you know, can we actually track this? And of course, we need to preserve anonymity. So we created this mechanism for a unique identifier that would allow us to connect the data, but not to have us know which student was responding accordingly. At the end of the course, they also did an anonymous evaluation, and of course, we had the work approved by the Northeastern University IRB. So what were the results? Last fall, 123 students completed the project. We had a 98% response rate, and for the pre and post surveys, a 97% response rate for the project evaluation survey. What kinds of activities did the students create? Now, the reason why you have higher percentages here is many of their public health outreach programs that they designed had different components to it. And of course, as you might expect, the community, back in community pharmacy, outreach from a local pharmacy was, you know, the dominant viewpoint. But you also noticed that some of them that really were concerned about how to outreach to media, to local businesses, some had a school component, and on down the list there. And a few of them were doing, we're utilizing some of the newer technologies and social networks, and I'm going to come back to that at the end for what we're doing in this year's course. 68% felt the project was valuable. 67% felt the project engaged them with course material. We felt this was a really, really exciting finding. You know, every time you do something the first time, there's some bumps in the road and some things to work out. And I'm not going to say it was totally smooth. Some students had challenges with parts of it. But nonetheless, the fact that 2/3 of them felt that they were more engaged in the material is a really important accomplishment. And then furthermore, it got them to collaborate with other healthcare professionals. We know this is critical to pharmacy being fully integrated, to pharmacists being fully integrated into the healthcare teams. And that could be accomplished by getting them more comfortable with different types of interactions. And of course, public health and public health outreach is a natural fit because public health by design and historically has been integrating multiple professionals in multiple ways. Also, we found it very interesting that over half of them were interested in a joint MPH PharmD. Northeastern just actually created a new MPH program 3 years ago. It was accredited in October, last month, I guess that is now. And so now we can begin to create the joint PharmD MPH program, and that'll be in the works to start next fall. And this was last year's class. In the current class, 65% expressed interest. And I think that speaks to some of the opportunities for really integrating pharmacists into public health further. So how do they feel about their confidence, and where do they start versus where they ended up with the project? Their confidence increased in their ability to use epidemiological data. Often, you know, we're taught these things, but can a pharmacist, you know, in the real world, utilize the data and how it relates to a population or intervention? So again, this practical side of population health and what to do with it. We also saw their confidence increase in terms of creating educational materials in language appropriate. You know, what is the reading level? What does it mean to be culturally considerate, much less competent? At least if we can get cultural consideration, if we can't get competence, that's a start. They got comfortable creating a program. We want them to say, okay, I did this in school. I can do it again. Sure, there'll be other constraints when they graduate, but to make them more comfortable with creating something. And the ability to present their findings. Some of them had very good presentation skills going in, but nonetheless, the ability to get in front of their peers and others and talk about these programs is really important. And finally, we did look at an evaluation component, and could they evaluate the program? Was it having an impact? And they did receive some background materials around the CDC evaluation program, and then the process the CDC recommends for evaluation of programs, and we certainly saw some changes in that area as well. And so we asked them what they liked most about the project. Of course, they liked the flexibility, the creativity. Much of the curriculum in much of our educational system, including pharmacy, is very much requiring you to respond in certain preset ways. And it's very hard to inject creativity because of a lot of the issues we know about. So we really are striving to give them the room in that process. And they certainly responded to us that they like that. They also like to, they found the topics interesting to think about things in the way we were presenting it. In terms of how to improve it, they even wanted more choice, which makes it harder, of course, to evaluate their performance, and that's an important thing. But we also probably didn't give them enough examples of best practices for that. So this is where we really worked in the intervening period to really help them know this is what the best one looks like. We left it open. We wanted them to be creative, but maybe we didn't tell them exactly as much as we could have to get them going. So overall, we would say that the way to achieve the engagement in public health is to give them flexibility and give them choices to improve their awareness of health disparities and the potential interventions there. They were reading the American Public Health Association fact sheet on disparities, just as a baseline. You don't know what seeds you're planting when you plant these ideas early on in an educational experience, because they might remember that, and they'll think about it, they'll see a patient, they'll ask, is this something that I can work with? And I think it's really important that we continue to, facilitate the social change one step at a time. We also think it's important to present the possibilities and encourage them to be creative and to look at different ways pharmacists can contribute to the community, whether it's through their jobs officially or through volunteer efforts. Our ongoing work is we've revised the project for the current course this fall, and the main addition to it has been a lecture on social marketing, which many of you are familiar with, to look at the traditional marketing piece of promotion, of product price, promotion, and place. But in addition to that, looking at the public health aspects of social marketing around policy and partnering, and to get them to think in those terms, and to think about a target audience not only being the patient population, but also the health professionals that have to utilize or be part of the program. So I think that will help us with some of that. We also chose topics from the U.S. Preventive Task Services Task Force because we know that those are the ones that will have no co-pays and so forth going forward with healthcare reform, presently and going forward. So we felt that those would have a better opportunity for a successful implementation in the real world after they graduate. We also spent a lot more time on an exercise in active learning exercise in class related to digital technologies and how to get them to think about how to use viral videos and other game advertising and things like that to really make them utilize some technologies that some of us are not as comfortable with, but I can assure you they and some of the target populations are, not all of them, but certainly some of them. Finally, in conclusion, the activity really did improve student confidence with population health in a practical way. It made it real and personal to them instead of an abstract concept, which we thought was really important. And we also, the fact that they're improving their confidence and the fact that we could influence their interest in public health is an important accomplishment throughout their careers. I want to acknowledge my colleagues who are co-authors and also thank you for this morning.